The DOJ isn't done persecuting Jay Sixers. In fact, they're ramping up still, and they're targeting anyone in their way. And, well, they're actually earning the backing of some very unlikable people, like former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove. Now, he went, of course, and said this on MSNBC.
I worked in that building as a young man. To me, the Congress of the United States is one of the great examples of the strength of our democracy and a jewel of the Constitution. And what those people did when they violently attacked the Capitol in order to stop a constitutionally mandated meeting of the Congress to accept the results of the Electoral College is a stain on our history. And every one of those sons of who did that, we ought to find them, try them, and send them to jail.
Oh, Carl, so fired up over that. I just... Every time he opens his mouth, I just become infuriated. If anyone should go to prison, it probably should be him. But let's dive into who he's actually talking about. He's talking about J6ers, innocent J6ers, who really were just on an unauthorized tour guide around the Capitol. Not everyone was violent that day. In fact, most of them were extremely peaceful. And, well, they didn't even know that they weren't allowed to be in the Capitol that day. Because, well, we've seen on plenty of footage, and we played it on the show, Capitol Police are just standing there while they just take a stroll through the Capitol. And well, trials are still underway for people like Rebecca Lorenz. She's somebody who right now is actually having her trial. She's a great grandmother. She's 72 years old. She's actually facing up to a year in prison and up to $210,000 in fines, potentially. And if you're wondering what Rebecca did, Rebecca walked into the Capitol for about 10 minutes and prayed. And well, now she's being persecuted by the Department of Justice. Now, Matthew Graves isn't letting up. He is the attorney going after all of these J6ers. He, in fact, is ramping up by saying, if enhancements get thrown out, like we told you on this show, like the appeals court ruled that it was inappropriate for a lot of these enhancements to be added, that Matthew Graves is actually going to go back on a lot of these sentences and ask for more time on just minor offenses. And that's what he's planning on doing. So he's threatening J6ers that if they try to use their appeals process to their favor, he will go back and target them even more. So much to unpack here, of course. Let's bring in Jesse Kelly to discuss all of this. Now, many of you know, Jesse is the host of the nationally syndicated radio show, The Jesse Kelly Show. And he's also the host of I'm Right, which is available on the First as well. And he's the author of the book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. Jesse, no one else better to bring on than you, of course, for this topic, because, well, we all know what this is. This is a persecution of J6ers, and Karl Rove is fired up and going after them. What's your take on all of this?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's not even really a persecution of J6ers. What it is, it's the excuse they've always wanted to arrest and intimidate their opponents on the right. They really don't care about January 6th. They don't think it was an insurrection. They don't believe any of those things. These people are all communists. They want to do what communists have always done. To be honest, they'd rather take you out and shoot you. But here in the country, they have to settle for now for arresting you and sending you to prison. And when it comes to people like Karl Rove, I've explained to people many times that the elites of the Republican Party actually hate you. Everyone watching this right now, they hate you way more than Democrats do. Chuck Schumer doesn't hate you. He doesn't hate me. Why? Because he doesn't ever need us. Chuck Schumer never has to say a single word that appeals to me in order to keep getting elected in the United States Senate in the state of New York. So he doesn't even bother trying. He doesn't sit awake at night and stress about me. But people like Karl Rove, the Mitch McConnells of the world who speak like that, they understand that at least come election cycle time, they have to get up behind the microphone and they have to act like they give a crap about me. They have to act like they care about freedom and the Second Amendment and freedom of speech. And so this simmering anger they've had towards the GOP base has been lasting. It's been around forever for most of my lifetime. And so Karl Rove meant what he said up there. He wants those people arrested. He hates having to placate them. He hates having to talk to them. He despises them. He'd much rather hang out in a mansion with his Democrat friends than deal with some rube who likes guns. So that's really how these people think.
Yeah, it is how they think. And, you know, Mitch McConnell is giving the American people the middle finger by saying, yeah, he'll step down from leadership for now, but he's still going to run. And he keeps going out there and kind of bashing everyone and saying that we're dividing, we're becoming a divided party. But in actuality, most Americans just want to put America first. And that's what he's up against because, well, America's last in his eyes. And Karl Rove is just somebody who continues to go out there and target people. And I love how MSNBC portrayed him as a Republican to make it seem like they were getting some type of opposition opinion in all of this and backing their views that everyone who was there on J6 should go to prison. Now, Jesse, I talked to a lot of these J6ers who are sitting in jail right now, and the conditions that they're in are egregious. Are you surprised at how aggressive the Department of Justice has been at going after these people and even adding terrorist enhancements to nonviolent crimes?
No, I'm not surprised because the communists, look, as I explained, what they already want to do, they want to push it as far as they can push it. And what they're doing right now with January 6th, when it comes to arresting the pro-lifers that you see all over the place right now, when it comes to so many things, what they're doing is they're probing, like in a battle, in a war. You don't just attack somebody's front lines. You probe a little bit. Where are they weak? Hey, let's do a little attack here, a little attack there. They're trying to find out what exactly they can get away with. Okay, we control the DOJ. We control the FBI. We control the media. We have all these institutions now that we completely own. What can we do with them? We have this shiny new car. How fast can it go? And so what they're finding out is how fast they can go, how far they can push it before they get any GOP pushback. And since the GOP is occupied by a bunch of eunuchs, they're finding out that they can get away with a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they are. They are. Are you a backer of President Trump who says that once he gets reelected in November that he is going to issue pardons? Do you think that's something that he should be doing?
Of course he should be doing it. He should have done it before he left office the first time. I'm glad he's going to do it now that he gets back in there the second time. Good. I hope he does. This is something that should have already been done. But it's standard Republicanism, just like all of them. They'll do the right thing precisely once it's too late.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we see that all the time play out. And then also in the House, I had to ask you this question because I'm mind blown at the fact that no one's really going after this. But Congressman Michael Gallagher is someone who's not stepping down soon enough because he wants to resign, but he's stepping down at particularly a time where he can't be replaced before November. It seems obvious to me, but do you think that this is being intentionally done and the reason why House Republicans aren't going after him and expelling him is because they're okay with forfeiting the majority in the House right now?
Of course. I believe they prefer to forfeit the majority, at least the House leadership. You have the good people like the Freedom Caucus people who want to do the right thing. But all the leadership in the House and the Senate, as I just discussed, it's not that they hate Trump. They hate you. They hate me. Yeah. And they're going to do everything in their power to destroy any kind of a majority for November because Trump is up in the polls. And you watch, they'll purposely give up the majority just so the Democrats don't seat Trump, don't certify the election. You watch, that's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that's coming. And I have I've had an issue with this from the very beginning and no one wants to answer to it. When you call around to all their offices and you ask them these specific questions, they don't want to get back to you on it. And so it's got a lot of us fired up these days. Jesse Kelly, thank you for joining us. I always appreciate your time. And again, folks, head over to his website right now, jessekellybook.com, and purchase the Anti-Communist Manifesto because, well, it's a good read. Thank you, folks. We appreciate it. I want to tell you guys about my friend Allie. Allie is always complaining about her feet hurting because she's always in heels and working on them. And so I gifted her the new My Slippers 2.0. And let me tell you something, guys, it's been a complete game changer for Allie. You see, Allie tells me now it feels like she's walking on clouds because these slippers are so soft and the cushioning on them is perfect. She is so happy with her new My Slippers 2.0 that she's bragging about it to everyone. And, well, if you go on MyPillow.com right now, you'll notice that everyone's talking about these slippers. They're incredible. So right now, you have to head over to MyPillow.com and secure your slippers right now. Now, if you want to save up to 66% off, you got to do it by using promo code Brianna. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A. Again, make sure you're using promo code Brianna if you want to secure your 66% off and get them now before they sell out. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.